sometimes it can seem like there's never a break in our activities, and we're just too busy with our own thoughts and problems to stop and think about others. Often, it's during these times, when we are busy thinking about our own problems, that we get bogged down, and that's when Satan strikes us in our weakest places. When we think about ourselves all the time, it becomes one of Satan's tools that he uses to destroy us. My topic today is going to be on giving. But it's not going to be about money and things of that nature. There are two ways of living, one of get and one of give. And sure, it feels good to get and to receive, but if we never give, then we become selfish. We can become self-centered and begin to always wonder what others can give to us. Paul describes something like this in a letter to Timothy, and it's for our admonition today. He said that people would be lovers of self-lovers, money-lovers, and lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And that's 1 Timothy 3, verse 1 to 4. This prophecy is for us today. It describes the way people are living in this day and age. But Christ gave us a different example of how to live. He taught us that we are to give. Acts 20 and verse 38, Paul quotes Christ by saying, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Does this statement make sense to us today? Why is it more blessed to give than to receive? If you will, turn to Matthew 25 and verse 34, and we'll read to verse 46. That's Matthew 25 and verse 34. Here Christ says, "And then the king shall say to those on his right hand, 'Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.'" And so we see a clue here as to what happens to those who are blessed and a part of how they become blessed. Continuing in verse 35, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." And then the righteous shall answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and took you in, or naked and clothed you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king shall say to them, "Truly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of these, one of the least of these, my brothers, you have done it to me." It's an act of kindness here and there that counts. Whenever we see something that needs to be done, or a situation where we could help someone else, we should take action. We will be judged on whether or not we do take action. Continuing in verse 41, "And then he shall say to those on his left hand, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. I was naked, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' And then they will also answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you?' And then he shall say to them, saying, 'Truly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And they shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into everlasting life." So we see that when we give, we practice God's law of love. This way of love has been described numerous times as an outgoing concern for the benefit and welfare of others. And it's interesting to note that giving and showing love are two parts to an equation. One cannot exist without the other. And perhaps they can, but it would produce the wrong kind of outcome in the end. If you turn to Matthew 5, since you are in the book of Matthew, Matthew 5 and verse 43, we'll read what Christ had to say about examples of love that we should be setting. Matthew 5, verse 43. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Verse 46, for if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. If we want to become perfect, we are to love and to do good to all those around us. It takes a conscious effort on our part to give and to have the right attitude when we are giving. If we give for the wrong reason or have a wrong attitude when we are giving, then we are just wasting our time and our energy. So now we've seen that it's important to give and that we need to give in love. But what exactly is it that we can give? There is so much that we can give each other, but let's narrow it down just a little bit. Please turn to Galatians 5. There's no Galatians 15. Galatians 15 and verse 16, Paul gives us an admonition to walk in the Spirit. Our Christian life is often represented as a journey, and the word walk in the Scripture is often equivalent to how we live. So we are to live our lives in such a way that the Holy Spirit of God is able to lead us and to teach us how to put on the very character and nature of God, which is described in verses 22 and 23 of Galatians 5. And what better way to practice these ways and incorporate them into our lives than to give them? Yes, that's right, give them. So if you will, turn to Galatians 5, 22. Let's read these two verses, but in front of each fruit of the Spirit, let's put the word giving. So Galatians 5 and verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is giving love, giving joy, giving peace, giving long-suffering, giving kindness, giving goodness, giving faithfulness, giving gentleness, giving self-control, and against such there is no law. We can give these attributes in how we deal with others. And if we give these fruits to others, then we will grow spiritually. If you turn to Mark 15 and verse 16. Mark 15 and verse 16. Christ says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. So we see that it's not just something that we should do, but rather something that God expects us to do. He wants to see our fruits grow. He wants to see us sharing with others whatever it is we have to share. The time is coming when Christ will return and all of our fruits will be judged before him. Now is the time to sow and to plant these good deeds. Now is the time to give, and now is the time to share. For last scripture, if you turn to Galatians 6 and verse 7. Galatians 6 and verse 7. We'll read to verse 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he, sowing to his flesh, will reap corruption from the flesh. But he, sowing to the Spirit, will reap life everlasting from the Spirit. But we should not lose heart in doing well, for in due season we shall reap if we do not faint. And so then, as we have time, let us work good toward all, especially toward those of the household of faith.